Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Martin is in Highland Heights. Martin, welcome. Trade deadline tomorrow, Martin.
Thank you guys for taking my call, and thank you for making me a friend of the show.
You are a friend of the show,
I
Martin.
I love listening to you guys, man. Y'all a good team.
Thank you.
Scary.
Jeff, I agree with you, Jeff, that we should attack the trade deadline. I think David Njoku is a good trade bait because we have Harold Fanning Jr. And then if you got another backup tight end, that's fine. Now, I want to say this and ask you some questions, and then I'm going to let y'all go. Now, you said that how many teams passed on Shedeur Sanders? Just because they passed on him, does that mean he can't play? He's not talented?
No. Nope.
Tom Brady was passed on. Kurt Warner was passed on.
Yep.
Brock Purdy was passed on. When they got their chance, what did they do? So y'all keep saying all these teams passed on him, which to me it sounds like y'all saying he ain't that good because the team passed on him.
Martin, what we mean when we say that is this. For instance, Cool Ray called and said, you know, you should trade him. If everybody passed on him and they wouldn't spend a third or a fourth round pick on him, why would they trade you a third round pick for him? If I'm the Browns, I'm hanging on to him. Martin, I'm with you. I want to see if he can play. And if he can play, I want it to be in a Browns helmet.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I'm like, put him on the field.
Yeah, Cool Ray. But you misread the question. Cool Ray, what did Cool Ray say?
Cool Ray said he's, along with other than Myles Garrett, he's your most tradable asset.
Yeah, he did say that.
Martin, the point is, if everybody passed on him, why would they give you like a second round pick for him now?
That's the point.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with that. But my point is, just because they passed on him don't mean he's not talented.
Without question. You're absolutely right about that.
With Purdy, Brady, Kurt Warner, you can go on and on.
But Martin, if you've listened to the show on a regular basis, you know, and we've pointed out, of the 32 franchise-type starting quarterbacks in the NFL, 26 of them were taken in the first round.
26, yes, yep. I do, and I listen to the show on a regular basis.
We appreciate it.
But Brock Purdy was the last player taken. Wasn't he Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, but guess what? Mac Jones might be doing a better job than Brock Purdy out there right now.
Well, I bet you when Brock Purdy is healthy to play, who you think will be the quarterback?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Martin, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. Anthony is in Maple Heights, home of those Mustangs. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? I know y'all miss me.
Without question.
Oh, every day.
Go Steelers.
Yeah. They're in first place.
That's true. They have Will Howard still,
that
don't they?
That was it?
I like Will Howard. That's all I call.
Did somebody hang up on him or did he hang up on himself?
I didn't touch it. I had nothing to do with that. He really called in
Meredith,
and said, go Steelers?
You hang up on?
I did not hang up on him, no.
Well, let's continue with the Maple Heights portion of the program. Here's
some
Fred.
Mensa radio right there. Call in and just say, go Steelers. All right. Oh, that's good
stuff. He had a lot of time on his hands, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
See, the Maple Heights portion of the program's not going real well. So it's over. Let's go to the Chesterland portion of the program. Here's Jeffrey.
You there?
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Well, you're there. All right.
All right. I have a question, and then I'll finish up my thoughts on it. Why? What was our plan when we drafted Dylan? I mean, was that going to be our starting quarterback like next year or something? Or, I mean, is he really a franchise type quarterback that we were looking for?
You probably would have said that if Flacco would have worked out, if Flacco would have worked out, you were probably looking at him to start next year. If Pickett would have worked out, who knows? Maybe 2 years.
Maybe four.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, then leads to another question is why did they draft Sanders, too?
That is the greatest question of the entire season. I ask myself.
You keep knocking them out, Jeffrey.
Every day I ask that same question. Why did they draft two quarterbacks? They did neither one of them any favor by drafting two quarterbacks.
Yeah, if your plan was to, you like Gabriel, you draft him, you want to develop him, but then you go ahead and draft Sanders. For probably the reason why everyone passed over him, they didn't want all the drama. And now we have the drama, and it second guesses their first choice on Gabriel. Then why would you get another quarterback? And then right now, in my eyes, they're both equal. They're both later round picks, and they both need to be given equal time. There's not one ahead of the other. They're both the same. You don't know what you have in either of them. They both could be dynamic, and they both could just fizzle. So that's my thought.
Jeffrey, thank you very much. That's a valid thought. The only thing is right now Gabriel is ahead of Shador, and he's been ahead of Shador from the day they drafted him because they took one in the third and one in the fifth, at least in their estimation. Whether that turns out to be the case, I don't know. I'm Jeff Phelps. We just had Jeffrey in Chesterland. We'll continue with the Jeff portion of the program.
Oh, this is neat.
As we go to Jeff in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I wasn't going to chime in on this, and then I watched a couple games yesterday that made me think I have a couple thoughts about this. So, would you guys, is it fair to say that there is no quarterback coming out in this upcoming draft that you're just head and shoulders like, wow, can't wait to spend one of our top picks on? Or do you guys have somebody that
I do now? I did, and I don't now. So I'm right there, especially when you think that Julian Sain, who's not coming out this year, is now seems to be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. So I am with you on that feeling that there is no slam dunk quarterback coming out as of today.
There
maybe
is
by the end of the season.
I would agree there's no slam dunk, but Jeff, I have a little man crush on Lenora Sellers. I'll be honest.
I know you do.
From South Carolina.
And Andy, I'm glad you brought up Sain because I love that kid. Just love watching him sling the ball. But here's my thoughts. Njoku, I love it. Go ahead and ship him if we can. Listen, a tight end isn't making your NFL roster, and it's not. It's we have Fannin, so it's not like we don't have something to replace him, right? So
right.
I love recouping a pick if we can. For
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
An offensive lineman, fourth round, whatever. Here's my thought after watching the game of the week yesterday, in my opinion, wildly enough, which was the Bears and the Bengals.
Yeah,
that
was a nutty game.
So here's the deal. I watched Caleb Williams, a young quarterback, sling the ball. What was more funny to me is, again, watching Joe Flacco sling that ball. And I totally get why Tomlin was pissed that we did what we did with him. But here's the deal. He had weapons to throw to.
At the end of the day,
it does not matter who our quarterback is. And I say this in jest because if you give him weapons, you can plug a 40-year-old in and he can sling the ball for 457 yards and make it an exciting game. At the end of the day, you still need weapons, guys. And it's, if we go into next year's draft, and what I would love to see is give Gabriel a couple more games, let Shadur get the last six or seven. From there, we should have a good enough standpoint on what we want to do. But if that's the case and we say, okay, we like what we're seeing, get another vet to back him up next year and go draft weapons, all weapons, offensive weapons, because we got to score the ball. And if Joe Flacco can score 42 with the Bengals in a game that literally looked like it was falling to pieces in the last 2 minutes and out of nowhere they get an onside and everything goes their way, that's what makes football exciting. That's what we want to see. Score points. Go get us weapons. That's all we have to do. Get weapons, period.
Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff, screaming about what I've been screaming about for about a decade. We haven't had enough weapons here since Jarvis and Odell were here.
Agree.
You know?
Yes. It's not even questionable about that. You can't walk out there every week with this wide receiving core we have. It's non-existent. I'm watching every game last week, and there are guys making plays. This guy was a fifth round pick. Wow, what a great 40-yard pickup that was. Ooh, what a tremendous route executed by the sixth round wide receiver from Nowhereville. I'm like, why can't we just find a couple of those guys?
They do have a nice program, though.
The Nowhereville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Do you know what they pay in NIL?
You had to pay a lot because you're going to nowhere.
That's true.
Cam is in Jacksonville. There's another Ville. What's up, Cam?
Hey, guys. Love the story. Talking about wide receivers in late in the rounds, our draft pick that we traded for Sanders was Troy Horton last night, a couple of touchdowns and like 60-something yards. So I don't think Barry is the guy evaluating talent. Like, we had Dorsey's roster that took us to the playoffs and got lucky 1 year. Like, it's been said over and over again. Andrew Barry got lucky in this draft with a couple of studs, but like, that's it the last 6-7 years. Like, it's ridiculous. There are guys out there late in rounds to draft a receiver, and these guys refuse to do it. It's like Mike Brown all over again.
Interesting comparison.
Which Mike Brown?
What are you talking about?
Who's the GM from the Dolphins, the guy that we got? We drafted Manziel.
Oh, Ray Farmer?
Ray Farmer, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike Brown in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
Weapons in Cincinnati. Now, defensive weapons, that's another story. Offensive line weapons, that's another story. But Cam, I get it. That's the deal. You have to have people to throw, people to catch the football, people to get open, people to separate, people to make plays. And it's you've listened to our show, you know our thoughts on that, and it's been our thoughts for a number of years. Mario's in Cleveland. Hello, Mario.
Mario?
Hey, I'm going to try to be quick. So everybody, you guys kind of already answered what I was going to say. And I just wanted to just try to figure out why can't we see Shador when we thought we would see Shador.
When did you think you were going to see him?
I don't know. Right? Maybe at the end of the year, but maybe four games, anywhere between six and four games or something like that. But it just feels like we're not going to see him. Like, that's how I'm starting to feel like. But I feel like Cleveland Browns messed this up. Only like we can mess this up because we got two quarterbacks coming in, so we think maybe we're going to see both rookies. But then it's not even a quarterback in the NCAA right now that I think who can fix this next year. So it's like, once again, somehow Cleveland Browns managed to screw this up. Like, only we can screw this up. Where do we go from here?
Great
Dario's
question.
Dario's horrible. And to be honest, I don't know if Shador is going to be much better. I just want to see Shador just because, like, let's see something else up there. Like, and I'm looking at, like you said, about the wide receivers. We haven't had a great wide receiver here since. And I'm not even going to give that to Odell Beckham, even though he had 1,000 yards. I think the best receiver we probably got here was Michael Jackson. I'm in the call on that note.
Thought Mike Dyson was a little better. Oh wait, same Funny. Guy. Sorry, same guy. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Mario. We had a short burst of brilliant Braylon Edwards. Braylon was really good here for a very short period of time. Then you brought in Jarvis, real good pro. Brought in Odell, injured, beat up, but still productive here. And since then, you haven't really added wide receiving talent to this team.
I'm just going back, just trying to think of the last, the most significant pass catcher that the Browns have had in the last X amount of years.
Kevin Johnson, going way back?
You don't want to hear it. It's David Njoku.
I don't doubt that.
It's David Njoku.
But he also has been here a while.
That's true.
David's been here a while.
8 years, yeah.
Yep. And David plays tight end. Pass catcher is one thing. You still...
Braylon.
Wouldn't it be nice to have wide receivers to complement tight ends like Fannin and Njoku?
Wouldn't it be nice to have a number from the 2000s?
Don't even.
Braylon Edwards is your most successful wide receiver since... Is it in the 2000s? 2000.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, there's like no question on that. Yeah.
He had a phenomenal
year.
And
then Jarvis isn't too far behind.
No, Jarvis was a pro.
Jarvis spent was here from 18 to 21 and is the 16th all-time leading receiver for
the
Browns.
He was a pro, man. Did a very nice job. And we could use somebody like him right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.